I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, I want to get right into this. Hey, you, I'm proud of you for being here. I'm proud of you for pressing play. I'm proud of you for giving me your time, your energy, and your attention. I'm honored by that. I don't take that lightly. And so I want to make sure I bring the energy. And I want to give you something today that I know is going to shape your reality. And the truth is, your reality has already been shaped by these three things. And these three things take no talent at all, by the way. This is not something you have to learn how to do. It's not something that you got to, you know, have a skill with necessarily. These things take no talent. Like I tell the kids that I coach and people that I mentor, like I tell the world, I tell my kids this, I tell myself this. If you can't do the things that take no talent, how are you going to get the things that take a lot of talent to get? Like a lot of us, we want to do the things that, right, that takes talent to get. That's what we want. And I tell people all the time, okay, that's cool. But what are you doing that takes no talent? And these three things take no talent. It takes a shift in perspective. And I believe perspective is everything, right? Perspective is how you see the world. As I always say, in order to protect your peace, you must live in your power perspective. Life is not about the experience. We talked about this in the last episode. Life is not about the experiences. Experiences are meaningless until you give it a meaning. And the meaning you give things are going to come from these three things we're going to talk about today that literally take no talent, but these things can literally change your life. I promise you this. It can change your life. When I look at my life, when my life sucked, these three things were terrible. Facts. Me coaching and being around high-level people, me being around athletes and playing on football teams, like, I know this is true. When the team and players and the season and everything else is terrible, these three things are terrible. When people are living at a high level, I like to call it championship mindset, living a championship life, living a phenomenal life and being the greatest version of themselves, these three things are great. And I would like to say, these three things help you manipulate meanings. What is manipulate meanings? Like, man, this could change your life. I believe we have the power to manipulate meanings in everything that we do. Manipulate experiences. What does that mean? It means that I'm going to create a meaning based upon what I want and what I need. What's going to serve my life? We talk about this in the book, Protect Your Peace, with the perspective shift. We talk about how you define things defines your life. And so when you manipulate meanings, no matter what the experience is giving you, no matter how much the experience sucks, no matter how much the day is unfair and life is attacking you, you can always say, you know what? I'm going to manipulate this to use this for my power, to use this for my growth, to use this for my change, to use this to shape and shift my reality. Because if you look at your life, I would say a lot of us are allowing the opposite to happen. We're allowing life to manipulate us. We're allowing life and experiences and situations and outside things, the external, to tell us, you know what? No matter what you believe inside, it's not true. No matter what you have internally that's internally aligned, it's not true. Right? Life tries its best to manipulate us into thinking that we're not enough, to manipulate us into thinking that, you know what? Everything that's happening to us isn't happening for us. It's happening against us. Everything that's happening to us is really breaking us. It's not building us. Life tries to make you think that. It manipulates you. So I want you to do the opposite. I want you to manipulate life. I want you to manipulate, not people, by the way. I want you to manipulate meanings and say, you know what? Every meaning I create is going to serve me. Because again, I'm going to say this again. And sorry to cut my grass in the back. I'm not stopping this episode right now. I'm going to say this again. When it comes down to experiences, okay? Experiences are meaningless until you give it a meaning. That's it. And so when you think like that, when you have that mindset, you can create a life that serves you and those that you love, that serves your business, that serves your future. Let's jump right into this. Number one, okay? The first thing that takes no talent in order to shape, that shapes your reality. Number one, and you know this word, I promise you this is going to be very common sense, attitude. Now be real with yourself. How is your attitude? Does your attitude suck? When you wake up every single day, are you waking up grateful? Are you waking up as like life owes you something? Right? Are you waking up as if you're entitled? What's an entitled life when I wake up? It's me not really understanding that, you know what, 150,000 people died last night. I wasn't one of them. Man, I'm blessed. And entitlement is like, you know what? I'm supposed to get today. You ain't supposed to get today. There's plenty of people that didn't see right now that thought that they were. And so a good way to shape and shift your attitude is to realize, like, wait a minute, every single day. And I know this seems like stuff that you know, right? It seems so, like, I get it, Trent. We need to be grateful. And your attitude determines your altitude. I know all those things will do those things then, because it's true. An attitude of gratitude will shape and change your reality. Why is that? Because you start to look at life different. When your attitude is sorry, I'm gonna go ahead and say this, when it's piss poor, you think that everything is working against you. You think it's everybody's fault. You think life is unfair. You think life is unfavorable to you, and you find evidence of that. You're not grateful for your job. You're not grateful for the life that you have. You're not grateful for anything. And when you have an ungrateful spirit, it diminishes your energy. Some of us don't have energy because our attitude is sorry. We're not waking up. And I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes I don't wake up with great energy. But you know what I do? Here's a tactical thing that I'm going to give you in each one of these sections. I'm just going to give you one. I might give you a list of 10. Just do this. I would ask you this question. Is your environment, I talk about trigger environments a lot, is your environment set up when you wake up for you to have a great attitude? And if it's not, why not? Manipulate your environment. Make sure when you wake up, whatever it is, whatever's around you, that you immediately get triggered into having a state of appreciation, to have a state of gratitude, to have a state of a great attitude when you wake up. And I'll give you one of mine. One of them I can't talk about on here because I'm not sure if kids listen to this episode, but, you know, I'm married. So one of them... One of them, you know, is in place. You know what I mean? Where the attitude is great. Might be tired a little bit, but the attitude is great. But I'll give you one. And this is a weird one. It's my bathroom. We're actually moving into a new house. And one of the things that I splurged on, I'm going to be real with you, and actually, it's pretty cool because we got a sponsorship with this because of my wife and her great talents and as an influencer and creator. And by the way, I'll just put this out there. Like, this is the time, y'all, where if you build something, like people will want to pay you or people want to sponsor you, you know, to push their products and stuff. That's a whole nother podcast. But understand the time that we're in. And so we're building this house. And I said, look, babe, we splurge on the bathroom. I'm a bathroom snob. Because that's the first place I go to, and I want that bathroom to create a great attitude in me. I want to walk into that bathroom and feel amazing. So you know what? We getting that toilet. That Toto toilet cost a lot. But when I sit on that toilet, I want to feel the warm on my butt cheeks, right? I'm married to an Asian, so, you know, we got the bidet. At first of the bidet, I was like, man, like, I don't know about this. Like, splashing, I don't know, but I ain't gonna lie. I use it now, for sure. The shower is a steam shower. It has therapy lighting in it. It has it has Bluetooth, right, for sound. It's going to be amazing. Even though I don't have that yet in my bathroom is still programmed with some of those things. So when I wake up, I'm making sure I listen to sound and frequency that puts me in a good state. Right? And so these are things that I'm willing to invest in. Again, this is me. I'm willing to invest in to put myself in a good attitude. So when I'm in the shower, I'm going to feel great. I have no choice but to feel great. I have no choice when I sit on the toilet but to feel great. And I know that's a silly thing, but it's an example of, like, you got to create the environment that shifts your attitude. Of course, it ain't got to be that. But it got to be something. And I told babe, I said, hey, we can't splurge on the kids' room or the guest room. I know we got guests, but I don't really care about the guests. But the bathroom, like, I need that to be a great attitude place to shift my attitude. So when you look at your environment, is your environment constructed, and have you manipulated your environment for your peace? Have you manipulated your environment for your happiness? Because that's something that's in your control that literally takes no talent. So you got to think about that. But if your attitude is poor, if your attitude is ungrateful, if your attitude is always thinking that the world's against you, you're going to find evidence of that, and you're going to live a life that supports that. Facts. And when you live a life that supports that, when you have a bad attitude towards everything, because listen, attitude is a choice. I don't care what you say. Attitude is a choice. Yes, sometimes the things around you influences that choice. I get it. Sometimes it's very hard to make that choice, but your attitude is a choice. And if you can't have a good attitude towards something, if you can't have a good attitude towards life, when you've been blessed with life, I understand when things are going wrong, when things are not going the way you want them to go. I understand bills are piling up. I understand when you go through your seasons. I'm not saying it has to be perfect, but the sum of your attitude should be good, not bad. I'm not saying every day is going to be a great day of having a great attitude. We're a human being, so that's impossible. But when you look at your days, when you look at your weeks, you should be about 90 to 95%. If you really understand how blessed you are, and if you really understand how much your attitude shapes your reality and the life that you experience. Okay, so number one, attitude. Check it. Get it in control. Number two is your belief. Beliefs are everything. What you believe is what you will achieve. What you believe is what you will achieve. I'm going to say it loud enough for the people in the back. What you believe is what you will achieve. If you believe that you're nothing, you will achieve nothing. Facts. If you believe that you are something, you're going to achieve something eventually. Your beliefs are your energy and how you operate in this world. Your beliefs are everything. It's not about the things that are coming against you. It's not about the opposition. It's not about the external. It's about what do you truly believe inside? What do you truly believe that you're capable of? And I'm going to give you this tactical thing. Like, how do I increase my belief? You prove it to yourself. That's it. Every single day, prove that you're worth it. I believe that I'm a great speaker. You know why? Because right now, I'm recording a podcast episode and I'm bringing straight fire. I believe that. And I show up and prove it to myself every single day by how I create content, by how I speak, by how I show up. I prove it to myself. So when I prove it to myself, I become more confident. When I become more confident, I believe in it more. When I believe in it more, I achieve more. When I achieve more, I live a better life. But it starts with belief. You got to believe despite. You got to believe despite the odds. You got to believe despite the criticism. You got to believe despite the failure. You got to believe despite the opposition. You got to believe despite the challenges. You got to believe despite the obstacles. You got to believe. You got to. And belief is free. It's free. Yes, I understand. The external circumstances try its hardest to manipulate you into not believing. But you got to flip the script. You got to reverse that. I'm going to manipulate those circumstances by believing that there's something better. I'm going to believe that there's something greater. I'm going to believe my breakthrough is coming. Even though I'm breaking down, even though I hit my breaking point, I'm going to believe that better is coming for my life. And some people might say, Trent, you're too positive. What's the alternative? Somebody told me that last week. Oh, you're too positive. What's the alternative? You want me not to believe? Because I know not believing is going to shape a reality that sucks. It's going to shape a reality of me not loving my life. It's going to shape a reality of me selling for less in my life. So why would I not believe? I can't guarantee my belief is going to create something in this world that changes my life. I don't know. I don't know that part. But I do know I'm going to control what's in my control. As they always say, control the controllables. A lot of us, we're trying to control the things that ain't controllable. And that's what's frustrating us. That's what's diminishing our worth. That's what's diminishing our value. I'm saying, hey, man, stop worrying about these outside things. Like, let's focus on the things that take no talent. Let's focus on the things that are in our control. And belief is one. So on a scale from 1 to 10, where's your belief in what you do? And I'm not talking about that false belief. I'm not talking about the belief you're trying to make other people believe that you believe. I'm talking about where's your true belief?
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
When your back's against the wall, do you still believe? I had a situation, and I shouldn't be saying this, and I'm not proud of it, especially what's going on in the 707 world with football. I had a situation last weekend. And I trust my training, but it was a situation where I needed to stand my ground. I did, because we wasn't about to get bullied. We wasn't about to get, you know, taken advantage of. I refused to be used. I refused to be treated like a child by anybody. Like, hey, I'm George Sheldon's son, Aqua Sheldon's son. I was raised to handle your business if need be. And we were trying to get, well, this team was trying to bully us. These coaches were trying to bully us, trying to act like they were bad about five of them, right? And it was just me out there. And I stood my ground. You know why? Because I believe in who I am. I believe that I'm not trying to incite violence, but I believe I can handle my own wholeheartedly, no doubt. I know the battles and the wars. I'm battle tested. I know what I've been through. I know what I believe in. And what I believe in with my principles, I will never be disrespected. I allow my kids and people that I love to be disrespected. I don't care if it's one verse 100. And I'm not proud of that, but I believe. And so they felt that belief. They felt it. And they backed down. They felt that belief. They're like, man, this dude, he really believed. Like, he got something inside of him that we might not want to see. Because I believed. You see, belief is contagious. You know, belief is something that is an invisible force that creates everything. You know, where I'm at today was created off belief. Belief that God had a plan for my life. Belief that there was more to my life. Belief. Do you really believe? And before you say yes, check yourself. So if a scale from 1 to 10, Ashley, where's my belief? Where's my belief in the thing that I say that I really want in my life? Like, where is it truly? And how you increase that belief? You keep showing up, right? You keep proving yourself wrong or right, depending on where your mindset is, right? You keep making sure that you honor the commitments that you make to yourself. That's how belief is created, because you give it to yourself. And the more you give it to yourself, just think about the things you truly believe in. It's because you had an experience with it. You know it's real. You know it's true. And can't nobody take that away from you, because you have that experience. And so a lot of us, we haven't experienced greatness with ourselves. We haven't experienced our next level within ourselves. We haven't experienced putting the true action and mastering our craft. That's why we really don't believe it. So when I step on the stage and they be like, Trent, it's something different about you. Trent, it's something different about, you know, what you do and how you show up. It's like, man, it's like you just believe, because I do. Because I proved it to myself over the last decade that this is what I'm meant to do and it's real for me. So number two, belief. Number three. All right, we talked about attitude. We talked about belief. Number three, expectations. And I've talked about this recently, and expectations are everything. And that question I would ask you right now is, what do you expect for your life? What do you expect? Because the reality that you experience is based upon the reality you expect. Right? If you're expecting less, if you're expecting average, if you're expecting things to be the same as they always were, if you're expecting this year to look like last year, if you're expecting nothing will get better, then that's what you're going to experience. That's the reality you're creating. You're creating that energy. And I do believe the energy you create creates the life that you live. I do believe that in some form. I believe that you will find what you're searching for, what you're thinking about, what you're creating in your mind. And so what do you expect for yourself? And I've said this plenty of times. I tell everybody, like, have higher expectations this year. Because when you have higher expectations, yeah, you might not necessarily meet those. I'm not saying unrealistic, okay? I'm not saying oblivious expectations. Like, I'm going to be a multi-billionaire. Like, and maybe that's it for you, right? I'm not saying that's a wrong thing. But for me, I like to have more realistic expectations that are still grand. You know what I mean? Like, it's not super unrealistic. Like, I will probably never achieve. Like, the likelihood is like 1% or less than 1%, 0.00. No, it's more like, you know, this is possible. Like, it is possible. This is not something that's super unachievable. This is something that's possible. And I do know every time I've raised the bar of expectations in my life, it bettered whatever the thing was. And every time I settled and had low expectations, that's what I received. And so how are you living your life? Are you expecting less? Are you doing less? Are you around less? Because less is what you're going to get, more than likely. A great way to manipulate, like, life and reality is to raise your expectations. It's to say, you know what? I expect more from myself. I expect more from my gifts and what I'm doing in my business. I expect more from my friends. And I understand the fact of, like, when you expect more, you're setting yourself up to be let down. I feel like that's more upon the line of, like, unrealistic expectations. But I do believe there should be some expectations on certain things. Like, I expect a friend to be a friend, right? I expect, you know, this to be like that, right? Especially if that's what this is supposed to be. I expect this to give me that. So I expect that. So there's nothing wrong with having expectations. I think there's been a misconception around expectations. Like, oh, you shouldn't have expectations, or you shouldn't have high expectations. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. No, because when you don't have the right expectations or even high expectations, what you do is you let yourself down. And that's the worst form of hurt. Because settling, y'all can probably finish this line, leads to what? That's right, suffering. So if you want to change your reality, because this is shaping it, your low expectations, if you have them, is shaping your reality. It's shaping the life that you live. And I'm not telling you to be this person that lives by the law of attraction and saying, you know what, I'm going to say I'm going to make $1 million every day tomorrow, and that's what I'm going to receive. Listen, I don't know. It might could happen for you. I don't know. But I do know if you say, you know what, I want to be a millionaire at some point in my life. Right? I'm expecting that. And I'm just throwing this out there just as an example. Right? It could be I want to make six figures. It could be I want whatever it is for you. But I'm going to just use the word millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. And that's what you say. But your expectations, right, are like low. Or I'm going to just say that's what you're capable of. Right? You're capable of making $1 million. But the expectations you have on yourself, you know what? I'm just going to settle for this. I'm going to just put this into the world. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to make $50,000 a year, which is not bad, by the way. Like, I'm not like saying what's bad or what's good, but I'm just making an example. And you're probably going to achieve the expectation that you set, right? Even though you have a millionaire inside of you, or millionaire capabilities, or a million dollar idea, you're never going to achieve it if your expectations are nowhere by that. And so I would tell you to be aware of what you're expecting of yourself. Now, with that expectation, you got to have action tied to it. You can't just expect things and for things to come without no action. But you tell yourself this year, you know what? I'm going to expect more for my life because I want to change my reality. I want to change my situation. I know I'm capable. I know I have it inside of me. I know I have greater inside of me, but I'm going to expect more this year. I'm going to do more this year. I'm going to become more this year so I can experience more this year. When you expect more, you experience more. You hear me? When you expect more, you experience more. You feel me? When you expect more, you what? You experience more. And there's so much more to experience. And I can literally tie this to my life. When I've expected more, I did more. Right now with my book, literally, I'm expecting this book to sell thousands. And it is. If I would have just said, you know, I'm expecting to sell a few copies, then that's what my energy would be. But I'm getting outside my comfort zone. I'm doing more, right? I'm taking more action because I have this grand expectation. And by the way, if we don't meet the expectation, it's not going to diminish my worth. It's not going to take away from my confidence because I know that I did more than what I would have done if I wouldn't have had this high expectation. So yeah, my confidence and my worth isn't tied to the success of meeting the expectation. Nah, my worth is tied to me setting the expectation. Because how I feel about myself, I'm going to set better expectations because I feel better about myself. I believe in myself. And if I don't achieve it now, it's okay. I got more life to live. And for some of us, what we have done our whole entire life, we have set the bar so low, we wonder why we feel like we're less. We wonder why we accept less. We wonder why we're around less because we have set the bar so low. We wonder why our reality is something that we don't want to experience, but we keep experiencing it. You got to change your expectations, my friend. And like we talked about today, attitude influences your belief. Your belief influences your expectation. Because when you believe more, you start to expect more. You start to see more as possible. The greatest thing that I feel like, one of the greatest gifts that I feel like has been given to me, that I feel like it's given to everybody, but I can speak about myself, that's been given to me is the gift of possibility, man. Like, every time I get around something, I feel like it's in alignment with where I want to go, and I see it's possible. Oh, wow. Oh, there's another level. Oh, this is actually achievable. That's the greatest gift because it opens up my expectations in a healthy way, not unhealthy. Not in comparison, not in some unrealistic fantasy world, but it opens up my expectations in a healthy way. That's why I tell people, man, get around people who are doing more than you. Like, check your ego. Don't become jealous. Don't become envious. Don't become insecure. Like, check all that at the door, but get around people, right? Get a coach, get a mentor, whatever it is that you want to do, but get around an environment that's doing more than you. Because what happens is, It manipulates your expectations. Because now you see possibility. Now you see, oh, there's another level. Oh, wait a minute. There's actually more than what I'm settling for? Oh, let me go receive that. Let me go get that. And it's very healthy, again, when you're in a healthy place. Now, if you're hurt, your attitude is bad, you don't believe in yourself, getting around that is not going to help you. I'm going to just tell you right now, all it's going to do is make you more bitter, make you more jealous, and probably make you more hurt. So I want to be clear, before you get around more, you got to make sure your attitude is great. You got to make sure you believe in yourself. Because then when you get around that, you're in a more secure place to accept and receive what you're seeing. But when you're not in a healthy state, you try to tear down it all. Well, they must have did something scammy, or they must have took advantage of people, or they must have got a what you call it when your parents give you some an inheritance. So they must be a trust fund baby. They must, you know, and you start like putting all these things on people because they're successful. No, or they must win a DNA pool. It's just a great athlete. Like, nah. But when you get around in a healthy state, you can say, man, I can learn. And all of these things that I'm talking about today will help you shape and shift your reality. And it takes no talent. It just takes some courage. It just takes some discipline. It just takes some truth. But like I tell you in every single episode, it all starts with you. You can hear what I'm saying. You can feel what I'm saying. You can replay what I'm saying. But until you take action on what I'm saying, your reality will look no different. And I'm speaking from a place, my friend, of truth. I'm speaking from a place of experience, not something that it sounds good. I'm trying to impress you. I don't give a damn about impressing you. I don't care about impressing you. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to help you get the most out of your life because I know it's available to you. I know it's available to you because it was available to me. So what's your attitude look like? How can we change that? Right? Do you need to go get a toilet like me to make you feel better? But seriously though, how can we change that? How can we manipulate our environment to produce a great attitude within us? Right? On a scale from 1 to 10, where's your belief at in yourself? That real belief, true belief, not the false belief, not the belief you tell other people, like your real belief. Right? How can we show up more every single day to increase our belief? How can we do that? How are you going to do that? Write that down. What does that look like? For me, like I said, it's just me doing a podcast, me creating content, me working on my speeches. Like, it's just me living the life of rehab time, day in and day out. I don't come with an on and off switch. This is in me. It's who I am. It's not something I put on. It's something that literally comes out of me because it's in me. And last but not least is, right, where's your expectations? Are you expecting more from your life? Are your expectations higher? Are in a place that's low? And how can we shift and change that? Because every one of those things play a part in the reality that you live. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm proud of you. Let's continue to make this year your year. Protect your peace. Make sure you go pre-order the book. It is out right now. Well, it's not out right now. But if you're listening to this after March 5th, it's out right now. If not, go pre-order the book. TrentShelton.com/book. Amazon or Barnes & Noble's. Anywhere books are sold, I'm sure it's there. It's a big orange book. You're not going to be able to miss it. Protect your peace. Non-unapologetic principles for thriving in a chaotic world. So let's keep shifting and changing the world, y'all. Protect your peace. I love y'all. Let's get it.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk because I was selling my merch out the trunk to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.